修行故事七真人 The Story of Seven Taoist Immortals
今天呢想起了一个中国道教的这公案来对你们大家讲一讲这个公案虽然不是佛教的但是也没有跑到佛教外边去因为佛教包括一切的宗教没有哪一个宗教是在佛教外边的都是在佛教里就是你骂佛教的宗教诽谤佛教的宗教都是在佛教里边包括的没有啊跑到佛教这个教义的外边去因为佛教的道理是尽虚空变法界的十方三世既然这个样子那么无论你信佛不信佛都在佛教里头包括了因为这个道理啊所以就道教的道理我们也可以讲
Today I thought of a Taoist story from China that I will tell you Although it's not a Buddhist story It's not outside of Buddhism All religions are included within BuddhismThere isn't one that is outside. Those who slander or defame Buddhism are still within it. They are still within the principles of the Buddha's teaching because the doctrines of the Buddha Dharma pervade the 10 directions of the Dharma realm and the 3 periods of time. Whether you believe in the Buddha or not, you are still included within Buddhism. And so we can discuss the principles of Taoism
尤其道教这个老子老子你们各位知道是谁呢老子就是迦舍祖师来做的老子因为他愿意修头陀横愿意做一个特别的样子所以他化身并不是迦舍祖师自己化身来的化身来呀做一个老子那么这个孔子呢他是这个水月童子来的也是佛的一个弟子那么颜回呀都是
Everyone should know that Lao Tzu was a transformation of the venerable Mahakashapa one of the Buddha's foremost disciples who specialized in Dutanga or ascetic practices I'm not saying that the Lao Tzu was venerable Mahakashapa himself but that he was a transformation body sent by himConfucius was a transformation of Water Moon Youth, who was also a disciple of the Buddha. Yan Hui, Confucius's disciple, was also a transformation body.
就他们要到中国来开辟中国这个大乘的佛教，所以他们几位先化身来到中国，提倡这个道教的理论。提倡这个儒教的理论将来呀好和这个佛教合二为一所以有的人说儒释道三教啊是一家这也有有一种呢这么个理由但是啊他们不完全了解只知道个皮毛
these people went to China to blaze the trail for great vehicle Buddhism. They sent transformation bodies there to found Taoism and Confucianism, to prepare the way for Buddhism. And so some people say Buddhism, Taoism, and Confucianism are really one and the same. This is partially correct. However, Taoism and Confucianism don't completely penetrate the principles of Buddhism, but only deal with the more superficial aspects of them.
我们现在说的公案呢，是出在山西，从我的山西。这个地方有一个姓王的，叫王哲，他是个武举人。武举人呢，就好像这个读书读的 master， 这个degree，他这是小武学到 master degree 了，这武举人，他也有太太，也有这个儿子，家里很有钱的，在这一方啊，他算有钱的。有一年冬天呢，就下雪，下雪呀、啊，在他门口啊，就有两个要饭的，这两个要饭的人呢。
The story I want to tell came from Shanxi province in China. During the last years of the southern Song dynasty in the 13th century, there was a wealthy landlord by the name of Wang Zhi. He graduated from the military academy. He had a wife and son and came from a very wealthy family. One day there was a big snowfall, and two very poor beggars dressed in rags showed up at his door.
王哲一看他们两个人呢，就生出一种怜悯的心，说你们两位不要去要饭去了，你们到我家里呀，我养你，他们就请他到家里。 他家里呢，就很恭敬的，他虽然是要饭的，但是他也很对他们很恭敬，就请他们在这常住，不要走了，他愿意养他们这一辈子。这个两个要饭的也很特别，很古怪的，就说，咱们穷惯了，不愿意在你这儿享福。 不愿意在你这吃现成的，咱们愿意受苦，那么暂时在你这住几天可以，咱们一住了，大约有一个月这样，因为他们这要两个要饭的，就两个乞丐呀，天天想要走他也不叫他走，天天想要走他也不叫他们走，叫他再多住几天。
Seeing them, Wang Zhe was filled with pity, and he invited them inside, saying, "You shall beg on the streets no more. You can live here, and I will support you all your lives." He was very courteous to them, despite their being beggars, as he urged them to stay. The beggars, however, were very strange people. They said to him, "We're used to being poor. We don't want to stay here and eat up all your food. It is our wish to undergo hardship. We will stay only a few days." And so the two beggars remained with Wang Zhe for perhaps a month. Although each day they prepared to depart, their host pressed them to stay a few days longer.
这一次呢，这两个要饭说，咱们一定要走了。你不要理我们了。咱们这个王哲说呢，走，你一定要走，好了，那我送一送了。哎呀，就这个，他本来想就送出门口啊，就送出他大门口，那么再走多几步啊，就算了。可是他往出一送。 啊，就好像释迦牟尼佛用神通摄那个孙陀罗难陀似的，一送就送出20多里路，这个就觉得迈几步就到20多里路那地方一座桥，在这桥呢，这两个要饭的又把他们的酒葫芦拿出来，装酒的葫芦拿出来了，就说好了，那你今天咱们走了，咱们请你喝一杯酒，啊，你在你那喝了很多酒，今天咱们请你喝一杯酒，啊，说这个王哲，你们也有酒吗？好，拿出一喝，喝了3杯酒，哈。然后这两个乞丐说，咱们要走了，咱们将来啊来年再见，来年见的时候是在2个3，还在这个桥这个地方见，啊，来年咱们再见面，在这个2个3的那一天呢，还在这个桥这个地方见。说完了就走了，这两个乞丐走了。
Finally, they informed him decisively that they were really leaving. Wang Zhe said, "So be it. I'll see you off." Now, he had intended to see them as far as the gate, or perhaps just a few steps down the path. But when he began to walk down the road with them, something very strange happened. It was like the time Shakyamuni Buddha took Sundarananda for what seemed a short walk. But as soon as they took a few steps, they had already traveled several miles. Suddenly, Wang Zhe and the two beggars were on a bridge several miles from town. One of the beggars brought out a wine gourd and said, "At our parting, we invite you to have a cup of wine. We had a lot of wine at your place, so today it is our turn to treat you." When Wang Zhe had drunk 3 cups of the rather heady wine, one of the beggars said, "Now we must go. We will meet again if you are here on this bridge next year on the 3rd day of the 3rd month. Farewell until then." And the two of them continued on down the road.
这两个乞丐走了，走了，你说怎么样啊？这个王哲就在这个桥上就醉倒了。一醉倒了，他家里的人呢，知道他送两个乞丐，那么这么久还没回来，就叫人呢各处找啊，找了一找，在那个桥那儿被他找昏了。抬回来了，当他酒醒了，他就想，哎，这两个人我出去送他，怎么送去走几步就走到那个桥那地方去了，这两个人一定是神仙了，一定是神仙了，他就有点觉悟啊，这神仙我当面不认识，当面错过了，这可太可惜了。又一想，哎，他说，来年还可以见面，在来年2个3，那一天见面，还在那个桥上。哦，他也就明白了，说哦，明年呢3月3，他在那地方等我。好，等到他在从此之后在家里呀，就也不到什么地方去，因为他太太不准他出门了。说他吃干的要饭的走，就醉倒在桥上，这个很危险的，不准他出门呢，他也就不出了。
Wang Zhe was so drunk that he passed out on the bridge. Meanwhile, his family and the townspeople were looking everywhere for him, thinking something had happened to him. They finally found him on the bridge and carried him home. When he became conscious again, he said, "I took only a couple of steps. How could I suddenly have been as far as the bridge?" those two beggars were surely immortals. Face to face with those two immortals, I didn't recognize them. How pathetic. He had a bit of an awakening at that time. He thought, well, I'll get another chance next year on the third day of the third month. I'll be there to meet them again on the bridge. From that day on, he didn't go anywhere. His wife wouldn't let him out of the door because of the time when he was found dead drunk on the public bridge.
那第二年三月三，这两个三嘛，三日，三日，这天又到那桥上，那地方去等。他到那桥，那果然这两个人又在这儿，他就高兴了，啊，上前就跪倒，说你们两个是活神仙呢，你快呀，叫我怎么样修行。 怎么样修行啊，了生死啊，我这个什么的，这两个人，啊，你现在还认识什么了？好了，我们就传给你法了，就传给他修行啊，这个方法，叫他怎么样啊，用功打坐啊，怎么样调呼吸呀，怎么样啊，这个。 练这个九转，还阳丹呢，炼丹呢，然后就传给他法了。
The next year, however, on the third day of the third month, he quietly slipped out and made his way to the bridge outside of town, hoping to meet the two beggars. And there they were, waiting for him, overjoyed. Wang Zhe ran up to them and knelt before them, exclaiming, I'm so happy to see you, O divine immortals! Please teach me without delay how to cultivate and put an end to birth and death. One of the beggars said, Oh, so you recognize us now, eh? Fine, we will transmit the Dharma to you. They taught Wang Zhe various methods of cultivating samadhi, how to regulate his breath, how to smelt the cinnabar, and they transmitted the Dharma to him.
Wang Zhe 就问这两个要饭的叫什么名字？这两个要饭的一个说是叫金钟啊，金钟啊。 一个叫啊，说叫双口，那么金钟合起来就是一个钟，钟字，双口就是个吕字，那么这一说，他也明白了，哦，这原来就是钟吕二仙，在中国有这个汉钟离是修行啊，也是修道教的方法。 成了神仙了，还有唐朝这个吕洞宾，这个吕祖，那么他们两个人呢，就是师徒两个人，这个吕洞宾是钟离权的徒弟，那么他就知道，哦，这是钟离二仙来渡他自己了。
Wang Zhe then respectfully asked what their real names were, and they replied that they were Zhong and Lu. The former being Zhong Li Chuan, and the latter being Lu Dongbin, two of the eight Taoist immortals. Lu Dongbin was the disciple of Zhong Li Chuan. When Wang Zhe heard their names, he thought, Oh, so the two great immortals, Zhong and Lu, have come to teach me.
于是呢，后他回到家里啊，家里又有太太，又有儿子的，修行，要说真修行就不太方便，不太方便。你说他怎么样啊？他就假装的疯了，发狂了，啊，见着人家又打又闹的，又咬又这个什么，有的时候就笑哈哈大笑，有的时候就哭起来，就是假装的发狂了。 不是真狂。 然后他太太看了这样子，就把他叫人呢单单用一个房间啊，就给他装到那个房间里啊，给他送饭吃，到时候给他送饭。那么平时啊，谁也不敢接近他，谁一接近他，他就要吃谁啊，就那么发狂。在这个房间里啊，没有人去，他就自己打坐用功啊，闭关啊，在那里闭关，一闭闭了12年，他修行成了。
When Wang Zhe returned home to his wife and son, he found that domestic squalor wasn't at all conducive to cultivation of the way. So what do you think he did? He feigned insanity. Whenever he saw anyone, he would try to hit or bite them, or he would laugh and cry hysterically. He was only pretending, though, and wasn't really insane. When his wife saw what a state he was in, she had him locked up in a little room. No one dared come near him for fear of some crazy outburst from him. In seclusion like this, he was finally able to concentrate on his meditation. For 12 years, he diligently worked at it, until he finally attained a certain enlightenment.
修行成了，就跑到山东去。山东去啊，因为他有一些个弟子都在山东那边，他因为他成道业了，他知道他的徒弟也都在山东那边，有他徒弟。那么他于是乎啊，就从这个山西呀、用神通啊，就出了那个房间了，就走了，到山东藤海县那个地方。他因为这个县里头有一个有钱的，叫姓马，叫马玉，两夫妇啊都40多岁，也没有儿子，也没有女，但是就是有钱，钱多得很。那一县里头他是最有钱的。那么他一看，一观察姻缘，就是观察十方啊，这个姻缘，一观察这个姻缘呢，他应该首先度这个马玉和这个马玉的太太，叫孙渊真，要先度他。度他怎么样度呢？他在那儿一想，哦，我师父度我是要饭的，那么我也做一个要饭的度徒弟。
In his contemplation, he knew that he had disciples in Shandong province. So, using his spiritual penetrations, he left his little room in Shanxi and went to Donghai County in Shandong province. He went to the home of the richest man in the district, Ma Yu. Ma Yu and his wife, Sun Yuan Zhen, were over 40 years of age but had no children. Wang Zhe contemplated their causes and conditions and saw that these two people should be the first to be crossed over. He thought for a while about how to do so, and finally decided that since his two teachers had manifested as beggars to teach him, he would also pose as a beggar to cross over Ma Yu and his wife.
所以他也做成一个乞丐的样子，拎一个黄瓷的瓦罐，那么天天就到这个马玉这条村来要饭，每一天从他门口走一遍，每一天从他门口走一遍，那么要饭，要了半年多，也这个马玉连一句话也没有和他讲过啊，天天看着是看得见呢，和这个孙渊真呢，天天见面，但是不谈话，这两个徒弟不认师傅，见着师傅不睬师傅，师傅也没有法子睬徒弟呀、啊， 啊，这个师父虽然慈悲，也是不好意思啊，还是大要我相也没有空，虽然有神通了，还是有个我有神通。
Disguised as a beggar in tattered clothes, he appeared at their doorstep to beg. He went there once a day, every day, for 6 months. But neither Ma Yu nor his wife even said a single word to him. His disciples didn't recognize their teacher. Since they paid no attention to him, he had no way to attend to them.
有一天那马玉呀回到家里就嗨一声叹气，就是威里窝里就叹气，唉，他这个太太就问说，你忧愁什么呢？他说，忧愁什么，俺们现在你是这么多的钱，俺们都40多岁，也没有儿子也没有女啊，俺们要死了这些个钱怎么办呢？这孙元真呢就说了，哦，你说我们这个钱怎么办？那有办法，我现在呀我看俺们应该修行，应该修道啊，这个就有子有女呀还是一样受苦，俺们有这么多钱呢，俺们可以找一个名师修道，这个将来呀可以修成道业，就没有生死了。
One day, Ma Yu returned home dispirited and depressed. His wife said to him, "What is the matter with you today? What are you troubled about?" He replied, "We are both over 40 years and have no children to carry on after we die. Who will take over all of my wealth?" His wife said to him,There is something we should do. Even if we had sons and daughters, we would still have to undergo much suffering. We should cultivate the way to put an end to it. We are so wealthy, surely we can find a virtuous and wise teacher to teach us how to cultivate and accomplish our work in the way to put an end to birth and death.
马玉说，你真是做梦啊，那么容易修道，尤其修道说是修道啊，谁修行成果呢？哪一个真成了神仙呢？你这不要想入非非了，你这想呢到非非想出天去了，这叫想入非非。这个孙元真就说，不是，俺们可以找到一个善知识。啊，说找到善知识，你看谁是善知识啊？俺们跟谁小道啊？这个孙元真说，哎，你看天天到俺们门口来讨饭那个人呢，我看他眼这个相貌不和普通人的不同，他就是一个有道德的善知识。俺们要是和他商量，请他教我们修行啊，这个是一定会成功的。这个马玉听他这么样讲啊，那么心里也就活动了啊，心里活动了。只说好，等他再来，我和他讲。
Ma Yu stared speechlessly at his wife for a moment, and then said, "You must be dreaming. Cultivating the way is a very difficult undertaking, easy to talk about, but hard to do. Who has really accomplished the way? How many really become immortals? This is really some fantasy you are having.Why don't you just ascend to the heaven of neither perception nor non-perception while you're about it?" His wife said, "No, I mean it. We can find a wise teacher to help us." Ma Yu retorted, "A wise teacher? Do you see any around here? Where could we possibly find a truly wise teacher to study with? You know that beggar who comes every day? He's quite unusual. He has the look of virtue about him. I think he can help us. It's certainly worth a try. Ma Yu liked his wife's proposal and said, All right, I'll speak to him about it the next time he comes.
第二天这个王重阳又来了要饭这马玉就说喂那个意思就是老头子了也不很恭敬的这么或者说是一个要饭的你不要要饭了你到我们家里来住我有的是饭给你吃你不要这么辛苦要饭了 从今天你就在我这住我有好房子给你住有好饭给你吃你不要去要饭去了这个要饭的你说怎么样说你好房子留你自己住喽好饭留你自己吃喽我不愿意住你的好房子也不愿意吃你的好饭我就愿意吃我所要的饭住我这个一个愿意住的地方 他以为这个要饭的他会一说他就会很欢喜接受他的请他在家里住啊想不到这个要饭的拒绝了啊他就赶快回去就从他太太讲从那个孙燕姐讲说你说那个要饭的是个善知识我们跟他学道我对他讲请他在我们家里住他不肯他不愿意
When Wang Zhe, who later changed his name to Wang Chongyang, came to Ma Yu's house, Ma Yu called out rather disrespectfully, Hey, old man, don't go begging anymore. Come, stay with us. You don't have to live so miserably. We'll give you plenty of food and a nice place for you to stay. Keep your house and nice food for yourself, retorted the beggar. I don't want them. I prefer my alms, and I'll live where I please. Ma Yu had not expected the old beggar to reject his offer. He went back and said to his wife, You say that old man's a virtuous teacher? Well, he just turned down my offer to stay in our house.
人家说不愿意你当然说的不对了你说的要对怎么会他不愿意呢马玉说那你去说去了那么他太太就出来所以这个要饭的就说了说哎呀你老真是有道德的一个修行人呢俺们现在呀 知道你是一个真正修道的人呢，俺们想请你到我们家里来住啊，叫我们怎么样修行？这个你这个请你慈悲了，俺们这个人说，你请我慈悲，你为什么要跟我修道呢？啊，这个孙元真说啊，你因为我看你这个样子啊，是非常自在的，非常逍遥的啊，你这个是太好了。跟这个王重阳就问他，说你既然知道我自在，逍遥，你为什么不要自在逍遥呢？啊，就问这个孙元真，孙元真说啊，我是欲清净。 而不得清净我想要清净啊也得不到清净欲逍遥而不得逍遥我想要也想你这个逍遥自在的样子但是得不到我不知道怎么样修行所以现在请你啊请师父你到这个我们家里住啊一起修道哎呀我们家里也做一个道场 这还可以的。啊，这个王重阳一听他这么说，啊，就答应了，答应在他这住。
His wife said, "You must have put it wrongly. Otherwise, how could he refuse? Why don't you try talking to him? Said Ma Yu. The wife went to the old man and said, Sir, we know that you are a cultivator of true virtue. We would like to invite you to live in our home and teach us to cultivate. Please, be compassionate and accept our offer. Why do you want to study with me? Said the old man. You have the appearance of someone who is truly free and at ease, replied the wife. We think very highly of you. If you know that I am free and at ease, said the old man, why don't you be free and at ease yourself? I yearn for purity, but have not been able to attain it, said the wife. I wish to be free, but freedom is beyond my reach, because I don't know how to cultivate. That's why we wish to invite the master to come and live with us and teach us. Then our home itself will be a way place. Wang Chuyang listened to her request and agreed to move into their house.
住了一个时期呀。 王重阳一看这个马玉也不发菩萨心，就是啊为自己夫妇两个人想要修道，所以啊有一天王重阳啊就叫这个马玉到他面前， 这是你知道我到这个山东这个藤海县这个地方是为什么来的？马玉说我不知道啊。那师父你是为什么来的呢？王重阳说我就是为你来的。 马玉说你为我什么来的呢？说为你这个财产来的。马玉一听，啊，这是个大骗子，这个修道的人要我的财产做什么呢？这是我这回上当了。啊，赶快去啊，告诉他太太。 告诉他太太，说是啊，你说这个师傅是个善知识，我看他是个大骗子，来骗我们的财产来了。他头先对我讲了，他是为我来的。我问他为什么为我来呢？他说为我的财产来的。
After he had lived there for some time, Ma Yu still had not brought forth the resolve of a bodhisattva, but was concerned only about his own cultivation and that of his wife. One day, Wang Chuyang called Ma Yu to him and said, Do you know why I came to Tonghai County in Shandong Province? Ma Yu didn't know. I came because of you, Wang Chuyang told him. What do you mean? Said Ma Yu. I came for your wealth, said Wang. When Ma Yu heard that, he thought, What is a cultivator doing being greedy for money? He must be a fraud. He went to his wife and said, Your virtuous teacher is no cultivator. He's actually a swindler who's come to swindle our money.
这个孙元真一听说，哎，你弄错喽。师父这么说话，当然有他的宗旨，有他的用意。你没问问他，要你的财产做什么呢？啊，马玉说，这个我就没有问。说那你这万贯钱，马玉又 就去问他说，师父，你头先收益的我的财产来的，你当然是要用我的财产呢，那么你做什么用呢？黄铜牙说，你现在有这么多的钱，正可以把它拿出来呀、啊，供养这个十方来修道的啊，所有修道的人呢都可以在这儿啊、吃在这儿住啊，这么样子呢大家可以安心用功办道，你做一个功德主啊，这也多好，我为你的财产来呀、就是为了这个。啊，一听啊，原来师父是要这个用自己的财产做这个道场，说那可以的，那没有问题。于是乎啊，就大肆宣传，啊，告诉所有修道的人，谁要到这来呀，都不要给钱，这儿啊，这个道不是卖的。那么有人到这修道啊，供着吃，供着住，供着穿，供着所有的一切。
His wife said, No, I think you're mistaken. He must have spoken like that for a reason. Go and ask him what he wants your wealth for. When Ma Yu asked him, Wang replied,You have so much money. It would be good to offer it to cultivators from the 10 directions. You ought to provide cultivators with a place to stay and food to eat so that they can devote themselves to cultivation without having to worry about their livelihood. Wouldn't that be a good way to use your wealth? Ma Yu was in total agreement.When he realized that his teacher wanted him to establish a way place. Accordingly, he made a public announcement that any cultivator who came would be provided with room and board and all their daily needs.
当时啊，全中国所有各处的人都听到这个消息了，有的就是真心修道的，来呀，亲近这个善知识。有的一听说，有的穿，有的吃，有的住，那么这也跑来了啊！因为啊，有的家庭呢很穷的，生活不能维持，那么就跑来了。有的又是做土匪的啊，没有地方去了啊，国家就犯国家的法律，那么各处都要捉他。都要抓他，那么他跑到这个地方修道啊，那么也就没有事了。有的有年纪老的啊，也没有儿子，也没有女啊，说那地方啊，有的吃，有的住，又有的穿啊，这是个好地方，到那地方去。于是乎啊，就有的真心修道的人也来到这修，有的半真不假的这个也来修，有的完全呢为的生活也来修。一来呀，这个人呢来了有3-4千人啊，来了到这都是修道啊，都是报名啊要在这修道。那么这个王重阳就是叫他们修道啊，怎么样用功啊，修炼呢、啊，天天呢也给他们讲经说法，讲开示，他们这大家都听得很有兴趣的，一个走的也没有，没有人走，没有人走啊！为什么呢？因为吃的又好，住的又好，穿的又好，什么都好，所以啊，到什么地方也找不着这么一个好地方。
When the word spread, people came.From far and wide, some to cultivate, and some merely to take advantage of the free food and lodging. Some were destitute families with no means of support. Others were bandits hiding from the authorities. There were also elderly folks who had no children to support them. In all, 3,000 or 4,000 people assembled together to cultivate. Wang Chongyang lectured the sutras and explained the Dharma to them, teaching them the methods of cultivation. Everyone was captivated, and not a single person left. Why didn't anyone leave? For one, they had good food, good clothing, and a good place to live. They wouldn't find such conditions anywhere else.
这修道主要法才履地，法呢就是懂得怎么样用这个方法去修行，要懂得佛法，懂得修身之法，才就要有养道的才。你单单的一个人呢，说住茅棚，我吃点草根树叶也可以的，一个人呢可以。 人多了，那么就要有东西吃，要吃的还要好一点，最低限度也要有一点牛奶呀、cheese之类的，那么这个这样子才这个修道的人呢，这个营养分才够。